Welcome to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, on this beautiful winter day. Don't know what part of the country you're in, but we are going to have a white Christmas here. I guess if you don't have an actual white Christmas, may you enjoy one, figuratively speaking anyway. It is that time of the year. Glad to be here with you this beautiful day to share some of my thoughts and experiences, my passion for helping people and families, especially it's about families, to prepare so you can face a changing world without fear. That's what this is about. It is about taking control of your life no matter what happens. My focus is to share principles of how and why things work, not just lists of things to get, but to understand some of the key things that you need to do. Challenge that I always have is this is a serious topic, but I like to keep it as light as we can, not flippant, but just dig into it and look at things from a perspective that says, if I'm ready for whatever comes, then I really don't have to be afraid. This is number 12 in our series of the series of classes, and all of these things are archived on the RBN website, and I certainly am grateful for the RBN doing this because it lets me send people there. I get questions that come in from folks that have joined us, you know, partway through our program here or others that haven't even heard of the program. We can send them back to the archive where you can listen to those the previous programs, and I would encourage you to do that. Sorry that I wasn't with you last week. I had a little bit of an emergency while I was traveling. We're developing our company, and we have a lot of folks coming on board with us, and we had some things that just had to be dealt with, and I had to take care of those things while I was on the road. And so we'll pick it up in a new spot today. Now, I'm changing the series just a little bit today. You know, I kind of have a program that I've laid out of topics to cover. But based on what's been going on with weather and some of the emergencies that people have faced in the winter, and with some of the, suffering and misery and unfortunately loss of life, I wanted to plug in a program at this point where we'll be talking about winter and cold weather from a little different perspective. You know my statement that I make all the time, what I consider the truth about life. There is no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there is no dispute that things happen, but how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you are prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. If you haven't been with us before, just a few key points I like to review, but we do them quickly. I encourage you to go back and listen to the earlier programs where you'll get more depth on these things. The first law of survival, I call it luck, L-U-C-K. Of course, that stands for laboring under correct knowledge. We create our own luck. The second law of survival is that you must learn and practice right now. You have to learn and practice CPR, which stands for courage, patience, and resourcefulness. I think of those of you that have been with me on this program, you understand I don't just give you a list of things, because if I just tell you what to go out and buy and get all this stuff when things get really tough, well, you may just give up and die. You have to know why you have those things and what to do with them, how to use them. The law of freedom begins with this. First, it's a definition of fear, F-E-A-R, fear. It's ignorance. Ignorance is what causes fear. If you're afraid of something, that simply means you have a knowledge gap. Go fill that knowledge gap. You then have the responsibility to do that. It's up to you to eliminate your fear. The description of freedom is simply this. It is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. It is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. Or as it says in the Bible in John 8:32, and the truth shall make you free. The parachute principle is this. If you want to have a parachute to save your life, whether it's whether you fall out of a plane or you're facing any other kind of an emergency, there are a few points that are so critical to this. And if you don't solve these issues, you don't survive. So we like to use that parachute principle here. I'll give you that list right after this break so that you can be sure your parachutes for whatever situation will work.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I am Jim Phillips on this beautiful winter day in preparation for Christmas. If you have questions, I encourage you to send them in. In fact, I appreciate the ones that we get. It helps me to guide this program and be sure that we get some of the help that you may be seeking. You can send those via email to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Also, you can leave a toll-free voicemail at 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U-GET-SET. And it's been fun to hear from people across the country from coast to coast and also up into Canada now. So please send in your questions, and we'll be glad to assist you any way that we can. So I was talking just before the break, we have this idea of a parachute. We understand what a parachute is. It'll save your hiney if you fall out of a plane. Well, you may face other kinds of emergency. Here's the idea. You have to have a parachute before you really need it. You have to know, you have to have it on when you need it. You have to know how to use it. You have to actually use it. And, of course, it must be of life-saving quality. So it is with all of your emergency preparations. The law of provident living has a few key points to it. If you remember, there's an order of priority to them. The first one being spiritual. Your spiritual life, your spiritual preparation. preparation takes precedence over everything else. Nothing else matters if you're not doing that. The next one on this list, if you will, from top to bottom, that makes the difference between whether you live or die is your attitude. You lose your attitude when things are tough. You lose your life. The next one is, how do you develop an attitude that says, I can make it no matter what? I'm going to be okay. I will be filled with joy no matter what. It's really number three on this list, which is knowledge. And then number four is the material things. I call it stuff because I like to take the emphasis off of it. Now, you need stuff. We don't have stuff. We're in big trouble. But the order of priority has to go from spiritual attitude, knowledge, and then stuff. When we take a look at the material stuff, the things, which we're going to be talking a lot about those today, I break it into two parts. And what we call wilderness wisdom, that's the stuff part of it. Wilderness wisdom has the survival or preparedness parachutes in it. And then it has the long-term or permanent provisions as a part of it. So let's list those preparedness parachutes if you haven't heard them before. When things are really, really tough, it is clothing, water, sanitation, and special needs. Now, here's where if you want to understand why we give that to you, go back and listen to the previous programs, those things that are archived, and you'll get some depth on those things because I won't cover them here. That's already been instructed, and you can get that information. Long-term provisions start out exactly the same way. There's eight of them. There's clothing, water, and sanitation. Then number four is nutrition. Number five is shelter. Six is wellness. Of course, I know that this is all about wellness and well-being, but there's some things that don't quite fit in the other categories. So number six is wellness. Seven is tools, and eight is supplies. All right? I've made this statement many times. If you do what I do, then you can do what I do. Now, we're going to talk today about cold weather and winter injury avoidance. Because of some of the things that have gone on in the past few weeks, I thought this would be a good topic for us. And I've had some people call in and ask, and we've had people concerned about relatives as well as, what do I do next time? Now, maybe the danger is past right now wherever you are, but you know winter came last year, and it'll probably come next year. And there's more room for blizzards, ice storms, utilities being out, power off, gas being cut off, or you getting stranded. You need to be prepared to deal with those things. I would encourage you to go back especially and listen to a couple of our previous programs that we had, number three and number four, which is about the first parachute on clothing. And that will give you some more depth in a few areas here. I don't have time to go into them today, but I want to cover topics that we did not take time to address during those classes. They'll fit better here. So let's take a look at this clothing issue because it has a great deal to do with cold weather and winter. Now, if you remember a comment that I made, made it several times, that, you know, winter and cold weather can be a serious hazard, of course. But think about this. If you know how to swim, it doesn't make any difference how deep the water is. If you know how to swim, doesn't make any difference how deep that water is. We talk about breaking the cold barrier, so I can say this. If you know how to stay warm, doesn't make any difference how cold it is. Now then, sometimes people think about auxiliary heat in a big pile of wood. That's just fine. In fact, we're going to talk about some of those things, about fuel and about heating your house. You understand that we always want to be understanding and working with the laws of physics, not trying to fight against them. And here again, going back to program number three and number four, you're going to hear a lot of depth about the physics of the clothing that I talk about. Now, here we're not going to spend much time on the clothing other than to identify how critically important it is. Winter injury avoidance. I like to avoid injuries. A simple reason is, you know, injuries usually hurt, and I'm just not into pain. Pain is not what it's cracked up to be. Have been there, have done that, have suffered, have nearly lost my life a few times. I've gone through some really tough things, and that's a part of the adventure, and it's okay to do those things. I just don't want to sign up for them. And cold weather and winter obviously can be very, very pleasant, and there are some people that have been hurt along with those that have suffered in the past weeks with the weather that's come their direction. Well, here's some of the injuries that we might want to be avoiding, and actually you'll see some others that will kind of weave into this, but we can put them into perhaps four primary categories. You have snow blindness, immersion foot or trench foot, frostbite, and hypothermia. During an emergency, And by the way, we're talking about winter right now when it's a little easier to slip into being injured in the cold. You understand, it does not have to be below zero. It doesn't even have to be below freezing for you to be hurt, certainly for you to be miserable and suffer. The biggest and most deadly winter hazard that you face during any kind of an emergency really and truly is hypothermia. So that's one that we're going to spend some time on. Now, just in general, this is almost a little bit of a review of what we talked about. When you're, you know, preparing yourself to become safe, you have to understand that it's really based upon what your attitude is facing those things. See, if you have an attitude that says, I don't know what to do about cold weather and winter, and it's always painful, and I hate winter, and I hate the snow, and I hate this and hate that, that's an attitude problem in my book. Now, it's an attitude problem that may be based on what you feel is reality, which is based on your experiences, which is based on your pain or those kinds of things. I understand that. I did a class many, many years ago when I was early on. In fact, this would have been about 1983 and 1984 when I was making this my full-time career. And I had been doing this, I think it was like an eight-part series, once a week class, you know, for 4 hours. We were teaching people about the PALS clothing and the PALS system of how you live and work in the cold. And we went through this whole class. In fact, the class ended, it was like in either May or June. I mean, we started in the winter and it ended up in the spring. And after we were done, and I was packing up all my stuff in this last class, I noticed this one lady had hung around. She looked like a young mother to me, maybe in her late 20s, early 30s. And she came up to me, and when it was private, she looked at me and she says, Mr. Phillips, she says, I want to thank you so much. She says, I used to just hate winter. I hated being here in the cold and the snow, and I felt her passion for this hate. And then she looked at me and she says, I can't wait for next winter to come because I'm going to do it different. To me, that's the big reward when you see the attitude change. But it was based on her starting to understand how and why things work so that she had a different approach to her thinking, which made her attitude change, which, by the way, will make your outcome go differently. So it is about your attitude, but that's based, of course, upon your knowledge, your understanding of things. Of course, we know what knowledge is from an earlier class. What's knowledge? Knowledge is simply this. It is information multiplied by experience. I think you understand that I'm not going to be able to give you any knowledge in this program today, but I'll give you information. If you've already had the experience that squares up with that, it may, in fact, become knowledge, or your challenge, or hopefully your inspiration will be to go out and gain some experience that will cause the information that you have to become knowledge and be internalized inside of you. And it is about that thing of law of provident living that we talked about earlier, which is it's spiritual, attitude, knowledge, and then the stuff. Okay, to be successful in preventing injury from anything, well, let's just say about cold weather injuries at this time, here's this little thing. I think I said this in an earlier class, some of these little cutesy things that you say. It's my 7 P's of preparedness. Proper planning plus preparation prevent pitiful performance. That's what it is. If you're planning properly, and you add to that the preparation that goes along with it, you can prevent misery, pain, you know, hurt, death, and those kinds of things. That's what preparation is about. And one of the things I want to encourage you to do is as you start moving into something that might look like it could become an emergency, sometimes we have a tendency to just kind of lay back and say, well, let's see what happens. Now, I'm not talking about getting all panicky and worried about things. I'm just simply admitting up front that, you know what, the last time we had an ice storm like this, the power was off for a week. Don't think that it's going to come back in 10 minutes. You need to take control and be prepared as it occurs. Of course, the real idea about preparation is do things way in advance. So take control early. And don't sit around and count on rescue or somebody coming to protect you and take care of you. That doesn't mean that people won't. And I'm not talking about sitting down and wringing your hands and saying, oh, woe is me, what am I going to do? Hey, when the power's out in the dead of winter, you just simply go, all right, this is another part of the adventure. We're going to take control and not have to suffer and be miserable and be hurt by those things. But you do have to be making preparation ahead of time. We'll cover more on this right after this break about how to prepare and avoid winter injuries which both hurt and be life-threatening. I'm Jim Phillips.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Fear. I'm Tim Phillips on this beautiful winter day. I don't know what temperatures have been in your area, but we've been down right around zero here at my home, and that's a great time of the year. Well, it's a great time of the year if you're warm and comfortable outside in it. I love it. Nighttime, as I come in from work or wherever I've been, as I come in after dark and look up at those clear skies with the stars and those crisp, cold temperatures, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And where we've had the moon that's been so bright out on the snow, you know, it's just a great place to be. It's not a great place to be if your teeth are chattering, your feet and hands hurt. I understand that. So that's why I enjoy it, because I'm just not into pain. All right? The 7 P's, proper planning plus preparation, prevent pitiful performance. Take control early in a situation. Don't just think that somebody's going to come and take care of you, because if you're doing that and they don't, you've got a big problem. All right, we talked about hypothermia as being one of the real killers. In fact, it's called the killer of the unprepared. It's So what is hypothermia? Well, hypo means depressed or lowered, and therm is temperature. So we're talking about the core of the body. Now, in previous programs, I think it was back in number 3 and number 4, is where we talked a little bit about these things. So let's explore it a little bit more here. The core of the body, and sometimes people think of the core as just being right down in the center of the body, right around like the heart and those areas. That's not really the core to fit our needs right here. The core is everything from the top of your head to about the middle of your thighs, about as far down as you can reach with your fingers when you're standing up. It excludes the lower legs and, of course, the arms, and it's everything else in between. We think of as core, and we're going to treat it as core. So when I talk about core, that's the picture I want you to have. It's the trunk of the body down to about mid-thigh, excluding the arms and legs then. Okay. If that becomes cool as the temperature goes down, that's all that hypothermia is. In fact, when I do these live classes, I almost always ask people, how many folks, by a show of hands, have been in hypothermia? Well, some people put their hands up, and there's other people that don't. They're not quite sure. I will tell you, I am confident that every person listening to me live or recorded has been in hypothermia at some time in their life, because one of the symptoms of hypothermia is shivering. Now, if you say, I've never shivered in my life, I've lived in Hawaii my entire life on the beach, and I've just never gotten cold, well, maybe you haven't had hypothermia. But for almost everyone else, hypothermia is something that you've experienced at some level. Now, is hypothermia a problem? Well, yes and no. If you've ever shivered at some time in your life, it was uncomfortable, but apparently it wasn't life-threatening because you're still with us. So it doesn't have to be a problem. It's a natural part of life's experiences. But if it goes too far, if that hypothermia becomes too deep, it is, in fact, very life-threatening, and people die every year. We lose them regularly, if you will, from what was used to be called in the old days, it was called they died of exposure. It's hypothermia, the core of the body being chilled too much. See, we live in a very narrow biological temperature range. When you get much below, let's say, around 85 degrees, that's Fahrenheit for an internal core temperature. When you get much below 85 degrees, there's a chance you may not come back. Things have to be just right for you to come back. Now, if your core temperature drops a degree or two, that's really not life-threatening unless you have some unusual health situations, people that are very, very young, or people that are, you know, older and under a lot of other kinds of stress. Maybe it's just enough to push them over the edge. What are contributing factors that cause hypothermia? Well, obviously, it's the cold. If you're out in the cold and you're exposed to the cold, now you're losing body heat. The temperature can be going down if you can't make up for it. If you're not producing more heat than you're losing, your body temperature goes down. But other things that contribute to it are dehydration, the physical exhaustion, wet clothing, those kinds of things. You remember when we talked in Class 3 and Class 4? About insulation and about moisture in the clothing. One of the things that I pointed out is that moisture, well, first off, what's insulation in the clothing? The only thing we actually use is trap, stabilized, dry, non-moving air. That's the actual insulation. The material, whether it's white and puffy or layers of something, its job is just to trap air because the actual insulation is air. So if you replace a little bit of that air with a little bit of water, you have a huge impact because water transfers heat 25 times faster than air. A little bit of moisture in the clothing equals a lot more heat loss. So keeping your clothing dry is important. It's vital to do that. Go back to those classes 3 and 4 so you understand how we do that. And I use some different approaches and different technology. But keep your insulation, whatever it's made out of, you want to keep it dry. The challenge is that's going to be a very difficult thing to do. Other contributing factors, as I mentioned, was, of course, physical exhaustion. If you just become tired, you don't have the physical strength to keep the activity up. See, one of the ways that we produce heat is through activity. Do you understand? You see, that's what shivering is. It's an automatic function of your body to say, I'm getting cold, things are not the way I want them to be, I need to produce some more heat. So I'm going to become more active. That's all that muscle tension and those muscle quivering is about, is to produce heat. You can get the temperature back up. If you become too tired, can't do that, now then you could be in serious trouble. Continue on these contributing factors, hypothermia right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips on this beautiful winter day, talking about cold weather and winter injury avoidance. Just before the break, we were discussing these contributing factors, you know, wet clothing, physical exhaustion. I mean, other than the cold, obviously, the cold is something we're dealing with. And if you're going into hypothermia, it means you have inadequate clothing on, or clothing that may have been adequate when it was dry, but now it's losing heat because of the buildup of moisture. But one of them, here's one that most people do not appreciate. They don't understand. In fact, what I've been teaching for years is this idea that the primary trigger to hypothermia in the cold, this is temperatures, let's say temperatures colder than 20 degrees, 10 degrees, 10 below zero, but in the cold, the primary trigger to hypothermia is dehydration. Dehydration will get you into hypothermia very quickly. Now, that's assuming you have some clothing on. I mean, if you're standing outside at 20 below zero in a bathing suit, you got a big problem right now. and you're not going to have a chance to get dehydrated. But most people don't go outside in their bathing suit. They go outside with something that's nearly adequate or mostly adequate. As a matter of fact, if you go back to those classes when we did 3, 4, 5, and 6, which was all about the clothing part of the PAL system, if you go back and you listen to that, let's say that you make or you buy the full PAL's clothing, you have it on, you could sit on a stump at 20 or 30 or 40 below zero with no activity and just sit out there and be comfortable warm. If you do not drink water, after about a day and a half, you will be in hypothermia and or already dead because of dehydration. And you dehydrate very rapidly in the cold. In a little later section in this class of today, I'll be talking to you about that in depth. But just please understand, once you become dehydrated, your furnace is going out. Your ability to produce heat is going down drastically. So adequate hydration, sufficient amounts of water, more water than you think you need, is critically important that you consume. You see, the cause for dehydration is very simple. The cause for the hypothermia is very simple, and that is that your body's heat balance is simply negative. You're producing less heat than you're losing, or you're losing more heat than you're producing, whichever way you want to look at it. And that simply means that the temperature of the body inside and out is just going to be going down, 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 and then that becomes a problem. This problem of hypothermia must be prevented, or at least quickly reversed, or the consequences can be very severe. I think, I don't remember all the stories that I tell previously, but I may have described some of my experiences with hypothermia. I nearly lost my life in 1971 to hypothermia in the wilderness. Very, very close. Matter of fact, I probably should not have survived, but I was young, I was strong, and I didn't know how much trouble I was in, and I had a very powerful reason to keep going in that situation because I'd got my good friend out there in this snow camping situation, because I talked about how wonderful it was, and this one wasn't going real well. This was one of those not wonderful experiences, very uncomfortable, very painful, both before, I'll say, during the experience, and then even shortly after it when I was coming out of it. It was very, very painful, very unpleasant. But I had brought my friend out there, and Dale had not been snow camping, hadn't done these before, and I've been shooting off my mouth about how wonderful it is, and I got to get him out of this and recover from this, save face, whatever it is. And so I had a very powerful reason to keep going. If I had been solo on that trip, because of the exhaustion that I felt, I would have simply sat down and gone to sleep, and it would have been a very permanent sleep. So let's talk about these symptoms of hypothermia. And I believe I described to you my cold water immersion experience that I had a couple of times, and other situations that have put me into hypothermia, some in more controlled settings, and one of them truly not controlled well at all. Let's talk about the signs of hypothermia. Let's understand how it comes on, because it's extremely important that you understand this, because if you do, you can say, oh, I'm at this point, we don't want to go further, or, oh, we're at this point, this is really bad, we've got to do something about it. Okay? We live in this normal temperature range, well, we say 98.6, but realize some people are a few points above that or a few points below that. My wife has a little lower body temperature than I would consider to be normal, but 98.6 is about where most of us fall, plus or minus a few tenths of a degree. And that's about 37 degrees Celsius centigrade. Okay, that's normal. And your hands and feet feel normal, and you're just, you know, you just have this warm glow all over. Now, here's what happens. As the body temperature starts to fall just a little bit, just a couple of a tenths of a degree, your body says, you know, I don't really like this because I'm supposed to be at this set point. You see, you have a thermostat and in your body. And as it starts to go down, the body says, well, I need to raise the temperature back up, and I'm going to do that through a couple of means. There are several automatic functions that are going on in the body to protect you, to save your life. One of them is that the body begins to reduce the circulation of blood into the extremities. It does this both to the surface of the skin over almost all of the body, and it'll do it to the deep tissues on the extremities especially. We're talking about fingers and hands, toes and feet, arms and legs. So the body, to prevent the loss of heat, starts to shut down the blood supply to the extremities. It does it over the entire surface of the body because of laws of physics, simply says that all heat is lost through the surface of whatever the object is, or you happen to be the object. So if the surface temperature of your body is lowered by reducing the circulation of the surface, you'll actually lose less heat. It's kind of like adding insulation. It's not truly adding insulation. It's just slowing some of the heat loss. So those are two primary. That's one of the primary things the body starts to do, is reducing the circulation of blood to the surface and to the extremities. The other thing that it begins to do, then this is usually the second thing that happens, the reduction of circulation begins almost immediately. In fact, you probably don't even notice it. You're used to letting the surface of the skin get a little bit cooler, and on the hands and feet in particular, they normally run a lot cooler than the rest of your body. In fact, you could be sitting in a room, you feel perfectly warm and comfortable from head to foot, basically, and if we were to measure the skin temperature, let's say on your shoulder, in an area like that, around behind you, or in your chest or something like that, you might have a surface skin temperature that's 94 degrees, 95 degrees. It'll be a little bit lower. You don't notice that it's lower than the core. And you measure your foot temperature, your toe temperatures, it may be down into the high 80s, you know, 88, 89 degrees, and yet your feet feel warm. You're used to having those surface temperatures lower, and so you don't even notice it until they get far enough down. Okay, what begins to happen also, the body says, all right, we're still losing more heat than we want to. Let's get a little more activity. That's why I brought in the idea of shivering. Shivering is a normal body function. It's very useful, and it's automatic. So you start to shiver a little bit. Of course, by this time, now you're feeling cold. You're feeling uncomfortable. Shivering is okay, but this is your first warning sign. When you shiver, that means the core temperature is going down. It means that, well, you ought to be doing something about this, unless you really do like pain and misery. Figure out what the issue is. Well, I don't have enough clothing on. I'm in a place that's too cold. I've got wet things on, whatever it is. Start solving the problem now. Don't just sit around and let it get worse. There's really two kinds of shivering. This is extremely important for you to understand. The first one I call it's automatic shivering. It's just, you just shiver automatically, but it's voluntary. This is all automatic, but it's voluntary shivering. Now, by that, I mean that you can turn it off. You can simply say, now, relax, 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 and you can send the brain signals to the muscles that say, relax and stop quivering, and you can do it. It's a voluntary turn-off of the shivering. So that's what we mean by voluntary shivering. Now, the next level of shivering is you get a little bit colder. The body starts to shiver harder. You have more muscles that are involved, and the muscle movement is larger, because that generates more heat. You get into a thing I call involuntary shivering. And that simply means that no matter how hard you try to calm down, how much you try to tension your muscles, no matter how much you try to control it, you can't turn it off. The shivering is hard, it's deep, and it can become almost violent for some people. Very, very strong shivering. That's an emergency signal to you. That you should get red flags, red sky rockets, bells, whistles, and everything else that says, we've got a problem. And it's extremely important that you recognize it as that and say, I've got to fix this. Now, uncontrolled shivering in the core of most people occurs about 95 degrees. It may be a degree or two higher, a degree or two lower, but around the average of around 95 degrees Fahrenheit as a core temperature, you have uncontrolled fits of shivering. All right? That is the alarm set point that I want you to have from now on. If you ever hit the time when you cannot just completely shut down your shivering, that is an emergency situation. That doesn't mean you're dying. You're not going to die at that point. But it simply means if you go to the next symptom that you can easily detect, you can see what's going on. When you get to the next symptom, it may in fact be too late for you or people that you have charge over. Now, when we're talking to families, we're really talking to parents who are taking charge of and have a stewardship for their young children, whether they be infants who can't tell you what's going on, or young people who are just, you know, they're miserable, they're hurting, they're crying, and those kinds of things. You've got to watch the symptoms for them to protect them, because they don't understand. So uncontrolled shivering is a danger signal that says we must reverse this and do whatever you have to do. Now, we'll talk about how you turn it around in a moment. I want you to understand what happens as the hypothermia deepens. Now, The next thing is that you have this uncontrolled shivering that's going on. You start to have slurred speech. You slow down. Things become vague, memory lapses, incoherent. You may have immobile or fumbling hands, and hand-eye coordination is shot. I just described something that sounds very much like somebody who's inebriated. And as a matter of fact, the symptoms of deepening hypothermia and inebriation, having consumed alcohol, too much of it, look almost identical. People stumble, they fall down, they have slurred speech, hand-eye coordination is terrible. So what does that tell you about operating equipment if you're in hypothermia? It tells you it's dangerous. It's very hazardous. I was doing classes and instructions for some airlines, and I was talking about the people that were servicing airline equipment, you know, commercial airliners outside. And some of the attitudes of you know, business and management, I don't mean that they're negative or bad people. I just mean the attitude is, well, you know, it's cold and you shiver and, you know, it's tough and that's the job. You're outside, so, you know, deal with it. And then I pointed out to them, in fact, to the airlines, I said, would you let a baggage handler come out and handle baggage? We're not talking about a mechanic or a pilot. We're just saying a baggage handler come out and handle baggage to load a plane, or a guy who pushes a plane back, or a guy that dumps the blue water out of the toilet. Would you let them around that plane if they had consumed, you know, six cans of beer? And they said, absolutely, it'd be terminated on the spot, and it'd be blackballed from the industry. You come to work in that industry inebriated, you're gone, because it's a safety hazard. And then I pointed out to him, I said, gentlemen, look at the symptoms between the two, between alcohol inebriation and hypothermia inebriation. They're exactly the same. And I watched some of these people, they just went white. They went, oh, my goodness. You see, it's not just a thing about comfort. It is about safety. You need to understand that. Whether you're driving a car, driving a snowmobile, driving a snowcat, your reflexes slow down remarkably as you get cold. And it gets deeper and deeper and deeper to the point where you can't even control your body. So hypothermia can be serious. Mild hypothermia where you shiver a little bit, you get a little bit cold, it's no threat, it's no big deal, it's a part of life. But as it gets deeper and deeper, it becomes a problem. Don't go there. Head that off. Don't allow people around you, particularly where you have children or family members. Because what happens is their ability to reason and think gets worse and worse and worse. People get to the point where they cannot, will not help themselves. They're just like a fall-down drunk. A guy who falls down drunk can't help himself, doesn't want to, doesn't care. He's just like, I'm gone. I've checked out. Hypothermia does exactly the same thing to your reasoning power and the control of your body. That's why it's important that you understand these symptoms. Now, here's the next thing that happens. We talk about kind of the inebriation symptoms. The next thing that occurs is it gets a little bit lower, and this will happen down around, let's say, somewhere between 87 degrees and about 85, and it depends on the individual. But at some point in here, you stop shivering. But you don't stop shivering because you're warm. You stop shivering because you no longer have the muscle strength, the neurological signals that can be sent. You don't have the coordination for your body to try and tremble and shiver to create heat. It just shuts down. Now, what this means at this point, you are literally dying. Your body is shutting down. You've begun the dying process of the biochemical, the electrochemical processes within the body are simply going away. Shortly after this, you lapse into unconsciousness, you go into a coma, and all kinds of things start to happen. The heart may not beat properly, the rhythms may become funny. As it gets a little bit colder, there's no response to pain, and as it gets colder and colder, there's no brain waves, no heart activity. Now, people, and we've seen these on, you know, on TV and the news and some of the rescue things where people have been chilled very quickly, falling into cold water under the ice, and in some cases 20 minutes and longer, 30 minutes, especially with young children. There's been cases where it's been more than an hour submerged in near-freezing water where the body temperature has got down to close to the 30s, the high 30s, mid-30s, right in that range. There is no signs of any life whatsoever. Everything is shut down. They bring those people out. They resuscitate them in a hospital. Now, this is under very controlled conditions. And sometimes, surprisingly, wonderfully, those people come back completely. Young children have been the most resilient. But even adults, older people, where they are in the water and they just literally drowned and they're chilled quick enough, they suffer no damage is what it looks like. But you really don't want to go there. You don't want to try that one by any means. But it's water that does the trick because they're chilled quick enough. If you're out in the air and you're slowly going down, that's not the situation we're talking about, the cold water immersion, where the body gets shut down very quickly and put into kind of a suspended animation. Do not let yourself or somebody around you go into deepening hypothermia. You must solve the problem because the chances are high that you will not recover. Or if you do come back because of the oxygen starvation to the brain, that there may in fact be long-term impairment or damage you just don't want to do. So here's our symptoms of hypothermia. You start to shiver, not a threat. You begin to shiver a little bit harder. That's not really a threat. When you get to the point where the shivering is very hard and you cannot stop the shivering, it's now an involuntary shivering, that's when you must stop the process. Don't say, look, I'm tough. I'm this mountain man guy. I'm rugged. I'm whatever it is. Baloney. This thing will kill you. Don't play with it. It's time to fix the problem and turn those things around, especially if you're dealing with young people around you have stewardship over. Must stop the problem there. We'll come back and talk a little more about hypothermia, these symptoms, and how to get out of them right after this break.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I am your host, Jim Phillips, talking about eliminating the possibility, I would hope to eliminate the possibility by proper preparation, of being injured in the cold. Certainly from suffering would be great, but injury is the thing we would like to eliminate. Now, again, here again, if you have any questions for either on the show that we're talking about today or for future things, send your questions to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Or you can call and leave a voicemail message if you don't have access to the internet at 1-888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. Also, I might mention to get more information about classes and courses and programs that we do, you can visit my website, which is preparemyfamily.com. On preparemyfamily.com or over the phone, leave your information. You can get some of the DVDs that we've produced. The first one that I believe is the most important one that sets the stage for everything that I teach, we sell that, get it to people just for the cost of delivering it to you. $5.50 for a two-hour principle-based DVD. It's just number one in the series. The one on clothing that covers so many of the things that we have that we're talking about here or that can be used to eliminate the frostbite and hypothermia is on clothing, and it's on the PALS clothing and how and why it works. There's other classes that are available. I do live classes. I've got some folks wanting me to come up into Canada, teach classes, and others. I've been going through the business development right now to get our company expanded, to get resources. We have people that have come on board to back us and help us more so that I can get these classes, all of them on DVD, so you don't have to come to a live class. I love doing live classes. They're fun. But quite frankly, it's a hassle for everybody, and you can only do, you know, one or two a week. That's a lot of work to put on a couple of, two-day classes. You do two a week, and you're, like, exhausted after a couple of weeks of that, and you have to take some time off. So I'm working to get all these things on DVD, and that's where the backers and the people that are coming in to help us are moving this ahead. And I've spent the last 3 months working almost exclusively on that. Once we have this all set up and running, I'll be able to reach out and do more live classes, and we will be getting them recorded so you don't have to travel miles, come to a class, and I don't have to travel quite as much. I do enjoy doing them. So that's part of what's going on, and I want to get information in everybody's hands as quickly as we can in all of these areas of preparedness, not just cold weather and winter. That is kind of a specialty. All right, finishing up a little bit on hypothermia before the top of the hour. It deepens as you stop shivering. That is the danger sign. You just do not ever want to go beyond that. You absolutely make that an emergency response if you cannot stop yourself from shivering, because once your body stops shivering, you are in fact dying. You're going to be shortly potentially slipping into a coma. If somebody's not there to intervene and take care of you, you simply go to sleep. This is where the old statement was made, well, don't sleep out in the snow because you won't wake up. No, if you go to sleep in the snow in hypothermia, you won't wake up. It's all about hypothermia. It's all about shutting down the chemical and electrical processes in the body. You just slip away. I'll tell you a little more of my experience with some of that in a moment to let you know how serious it is. This is something you do not play with, if you will. This is something you don't take casually. You must be very, very serious minded about this. Not panicky. Understand what you need to do. Understand the symptoms so you can just go take care of them and not let them get worse. Right after the top of the hour, we'll dig in a little deeper into hypothermia so you can prepare without fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips.